Good morning. Dalal Street looks ahead for a major sell-off. 14,250 may prove make or break level for Nifty 50. COVID surge casts shadow on government's privatization. And investors turning to mid-cap and small-cap focused ETFs. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the market. Dalal Street looked headed for another major sell-off on Monday. Nifty futures on Singapore Exchange traded some 160 points or 1.1% lower at 14,458. As record high COVID cases at home and a mixed start to Asian markets is likely to hit investor sentiment. Most other Asian markets had a mixed start to the day. Nikkei was flat, Hang Seng fell 0.2%, while Kospi and China's Shanghai Composite edged higher. Wall Street indices saw a second straight record closing as the US economy pulled out of a downturn. In currencies, the dollar steadied from a week of losses. But Bitcoin tumbled the most since February over the weekend. After reaching a record last week, as crypto exchange Coinbase Global went public. Crude oil slipped, WTI crude lost 0.5% to trade at $63 per barrel. That said, here's what else is making news. Technical and derivatives analysts say Nifty 50 is likely to find major support at 14,250. Market sentiment continued to be weighed down by the record daily surge in coronavirus cases, but analysts believe big corrections are unlikely unless the index breaches the above level. Stock benchmarks fell 1.5% last week and are down 7% since record high levels hit in mid-February. Technical analysts expect the broader index to face resistance at 14,900 and 15,000 levels. A strong surge in COVID cases has cast shadows of uncertainty over the government's privatization drive, and it is likely that some high-profile stake sales may get delayed. Many key stake sales in Air India, Bharat Petroleum, Shipping Corporation and Bharat Earth Movers are at an advanced stage and are scheduled to be completed this financial year. But analysts say the second wave of COVID is likely to hamper the process as various stakeholders may prefer to wait till there are some signs of cooling down in infections. Cost-conscious investors are gradually dipping their toes in the funds that mimic mid-cap and small-cap indices as local asset managers expand their product offerings to meet the growing demand for cheaper products. Aditya Birla Sun Life Mutual Fund launched a mid-cap and small-cap index fund this April. Nippon launched a mid-cap index fund in the month of February and a small-cap 250 index fund in October last year. Distributors said more fund houses are considering such launches. Motilal Oswal Mutual Fund, which was the first to launch mid-cap and small-cap index funds 20 months ago, has seen flows into these funds gather pace. Dream Sports, parent company of IPL official partner Dream 11, is in exploratory talks with investment banks for a US listing by early next year, joining the League of Indian Tech Unicorns preparing for overseas listings. Dream Sports may raise about $1.5 billion through the listing, valuing the company at $6 billion, an almost 40% increase from the fundraising round that concluded last month, according to three persons aware of the plans. A group of 28 lenders to Future Retail have approved a resolution plan to restructure the company's existing debt under RBI's special scheme for COVID-related stress. The restructuring is, however, subject to the nod of the K.V. Kamath-led expert panel. The resolution plan also includes the restructuring of Future Retail's NCDs that are listed on the bourses. However, NCDs issued to certain trusts and U.S. bonds carrying an annual interest of 5.6% and maturing in 2025 will not be part of the resolution plan, Future Retail said. And lastly, record fundraising through IPOs by Indian companies has sparked the interest of first-time foreign investors in the space, according to a top investment banker. Historically, Asian and Indian funds have been the biggest participants in the country's new offerings, but in the past few months, investors from newer geographies have dipped their toes in the domestic IPO waters, according to S. Ramesh, CEO of Kotak Investment Banking. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Brokerages have maintained a bullish view on India's largest private lender, HDFC Bank, even as the company's profit for the March quarter missed consensus estimate. Sikka Ports and Terminals, a Reliance Industries promoter group company, is likely to raise 4,000 crore rupees from a group of three large private sector lenders comprising Axis Bank, HDFC Bank and ICICI Bank. Mid-tier IT service provider Mindtree said its new deals pipeline is at an all-time high due to strong demand across various verticals. JP Infratech's lenders have asked NBCC and Suraksha Group to improve their bid and offer more land parcels under an insolvency process to acquire the debt-laden realty firm. Do also check out more than two dozen stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing!